The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the Department of English to my right, Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Hello.
Hello.
How are things?
Good. You're kind of wearing a light sweater, and you're kind of like bridging into the fall.
It's kind of a light sweater thing. It's very light. But I agree. One of the things I was going to say is that this is not exactly donuts and cider weather, is it?
It is not. Not unless you want to be surrounded by 80,000 hornets.
Yeah, very good point.
Yes.
Very good point.
Which is not good. It was cooler 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Out of control.
Yep.
Half the trees don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
The sun feels like it's still out, which shouldn't be happening at this time of year.
And the deer continue to eat everything.
Oh, very sad. Very mm-hmm. sad. But you know
it's
what?
Okay.
It's the end of the growing season that started with your major planting, and you had a very successful year.
I did, and it's time to plant some more bulbs. And
all right.
Dave.
What'd I do? I'm not saying nothing. My wife is already tearing our backyard already, getting ready for
Is she planting bulbs?
No, she's planting vegetables.
Oh, okay. Vegetables, like garlic and stuff?
I don't know.
Which ones do you plant in the fall?
I didn't think.
No, you prepare the ground for it.
Till the ground?
What do you do?
She went out a couple bales of hay and just cover the grass and prepare the ground.
Yeah.
Just kill the grass. And
that makes sense.
Get some nutrients in there and get it going.
Professor Evans from Chemistry and Biochemistry has a whole slew of new garden beds to work with now, right?
That's true. We do. My husband was very sad that he was not able to plant a garden this year because we moved in the summer. And so he's, I'm sure, already looking forward. We're scoping out where is the best garden place, where do you get the most light. And it's good news for him. The backyard faces south.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Southern exposure.
Exactly.
Very, very nice. Obviously, also preparing for future gardening capabilities is Professor Dave Chow's wife.
Pleasure to be not her at the moment, because she's probably out tearing about the yard. I just lay low. She just went bought.
It's therapeutic.
It very much is.
If you're into it, I'm not. I'm not a garden person necessarily. She is, and I applaud her for it. More power to her.
You don't like getting your hands dirty?
I'm with Dave.
I get my hands dirty enough using markers and pencils all day already.
That's very true.
So I am the only instructor in our department that actually wears like dress shirts that are still relatively unstained.
Oh, okay. Because otherwise you'd have Sharpie thumb or something.
Yes, I do have Sharpie thumb on a regular basis.
Excellent. Just means you've been busy.
Mm-hmm.
Across the table, Professor Dan Maggio is here from the FIRST organization.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing?
Good.
Any gardening stories?
Any gardening stories? No, I mean, we have a small garden, tomatoes, peppers.
Still yielding, I'm
lettuce.
Guessing at this
point. No, I ripped them all out.
Oh, wow.
But we did these pot tomatoes, so they're smaller round ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it makes like a ton of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Then herbs, which are kind of gone now.
Herbs are kind of fun.
Peppers did very well this year. Did yours?
Not at the beginning, but toward the end, they got really tall.
Like
freakishly tall, and then they produced a lot of peppers, a lot of green peppers. So we had about, 18 peppers maybe all season. So.
We had a weird species this year that was nearly shock white, so like greenish white, and 100% tasteless.
Bell pepper?
They certainly were. Yeah, it was like a bell
like
pepper.
Like a ghost pepper, but no ghosts?
Yeah, no ghosts and no spice. It
just
was very
give them to the groundhogs.
Well, there you go. Plant something to keep them happy and then eat everything else. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump our panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on Facebook. When last we left our heroes, we were halfway across campus, just a few hundred yards, in the library lobby, taking some questions from Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. We had a few more to go. These are all over the map, and they're pretty interesting stuff. Our last question before we had broken off was, what country has the world's largest national park? I guess Greenland has a national park twice the size of the state of California.
Wow.
And it is known as East Greenland Park, which just sounds like a really boring suburb. I'm sorry. That's really funny. This band hated their stage name, and at one point wanted to change it to Rupert's World until their manager changed their minds. What is the band?
Not sure, but it was a good idea.
Yeah, it was a great idea. I don't care what the name of the band was.
Rupert's World?
Rupert's World. I mean, that's the only point of reference.
What decade do we have?
I'm going to say a strong 70s for their popularity.
Yes.
Especially with regard to their songs appearing in a very popular John Travolta vehicle.
Oh, Bee Gees.
Yes, it was the Bee Gees.
But what's the Rupert thing?
Rupert's
though?
Sounds World. British. I don't know. It does sound British, doesn't it? Upon entering Ellis Island at its peak of use, what if you were marked with the letters PG?
You'd be the age of 13?
Parental guidance. Still. Well, I'll tell you this. It's definitely a parental condition.
Did you have a disease?
Polio?
No, yeah. You had a medical condition, that's for sure.
Pregnancy?
Pregnancy is what it says here. PG. Yes. PG.
PG. Pretty good. Oh.
Pretty good. What was the nationality of the last immigrant serviced at Ellis Island in 1954?
Oh.
Irish.
No, it wasn't Irish. That's a really good guess, obviously.
The European or Polish? African?
European. Very far north European.
Swedish.
Nope.
Danish?
Nope.
Norway.
Norwegian.
Norwegian.
There's only so many we can go to.
There was, the only one that was left was Finland.
That's my strategy. Yeah.
Kendra's
put me on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Arnie Peterson was processed in 1954. Which two NFL coaches have won the most Super Bowls?
Bill Belichick.
Yep.
I'm out of this.
If only Jason was
Chuck
here.
Knoll.
Yeah, it was Chuck Knoll.
Susie said Jason.
I'm sorry I doubted you, Professor.
No. Susie said Jason. Yep. It had to be the Steelers. Yep. That's awesome.
Pittsburgh's Chuck Knoll and New England's Bill Belichick have each won four, and probably there's going to be more for one of those two gentlemen.
And can I be a grumpy English professor for a minute?
Of course.
You said, if only Jason was here.
Oh. Uh-oh. Subjunctive mood.
If only Jason were here, for Pete's sake.
I could never get those. You know, I Google quite a bit during the day for English questions, like when to use was or were is kind of common.
Or who's and
who
who's.
Who and whom.
Who and whom is a classic.
I just forget the trick.
No, the one that always gets me is the who's and who's.
What?
No, that one is okay with me, but the who and whom is gone.
Sorry, I just
never.
No, that's a good one.
I've got the your down.
Yeah, yeah, that one's easy.
Yeah, but it's easy to mess up.
That's easy.
Okay, but what's the separation between the who's and who's?
Which
W-O-H.
Who's is the possessive.
Gotcha. Okay. That's easy enough. Okay, done.
It doesn't matter which spelling. Just say it's possessive.
And Grumpy English Professor Part 2, I would say only 1% of 1% of my life is dealing with this grammar crap.
Careful. Watch it with the percentages. You can get Grumpy Math Professor over here.
So maybe just a broader question.
Oh, no.
What's the difference if I communicate my point? If you understand what I'm saying, what's the difference in how I say it? I mean, you want to sound...
Oh, yeah, it's all about, you know, just sounding elitist.
Proper. The King's English.
No, that's not it. It's not proper.
I'm just poking fun.
Okay. If you get your point across, well, I don't have an adequate answer to that.
Is that your
Y-O-U-R
or Y-O-U apostrophe R-E?
Or just the letter U for you and, you know.
Four for four.
Because without proper English, the whole world goes to you-know-what in a handbasket.
Yes.
There you go.
I think
that's a good answer.
I'll accept that.
You can say heck. It's okay. What were the two films that Cary Grant was nominated for Best Actor? They were 1941 and 1944.
Arsenic and Old Lace.
No.
To Catch a Thief.
No,
neither.
No?
North by Northwest.
The first one, no. The first one was P.S.
What's it, Deborah Carr? I'll see you at the top of the Empire State Building.
No, it wasn't A Night to Remember.
Night to Remember.
Oh, shoot. P.S. P.S.
P.S. First word, lowest amount of currency in the United States of America.
Penny.
Salute.
Oh, penny.
No. Penny for your thoughts.
When you sing to somebody outside their window.
Serenade.
Penny Serenade penny was serenade. 1941.
No. I think he played kind of a down on his luck kind of guy in that.
What a wonderful, wonderful actor. What was the other film, 1944?
I can't even think of another movie that he was in.
I know. I think we may.
Maybe.
I'm thinking Bringing Up Baby, but then I'm confused. No. It's not Bringing Up Baby.
Oh, it's
either.
One with Catherine Hepburn. It's not Bringing
no,
Up Baby?
No, it's not Bringing Up Baby. Mm-mm. It says None.
Philadelphia Story?
No, None But the Lonely Heart, 1944. God. Never even
heard of it.
So he didn't get anything for those other movies?
No, these are the only times he was Best Actor nominated.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Did he ever win?
I don't know.
Well, maybe he did. It was close to.
Was nominated. What was Willie Nelson's act? acting debut in 1979. Whew, I've never heard of this movie before.
So like Cannonball Run.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that would be my. I feel like it's in that realm.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Hold on.
Airplane something, 79 or Airport,
I'm trying to remember.
79.
It's like Dusty Rose or something.
It's congealing. It's congealing.
Help me out, Dan.
I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
It's
Dust the, in the Wind.
The blank blank E-H.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good Lord.
The first word is when something is powered by...
steam? Helium.
The.
Thomas Edison brought this to most
The Electric
homes.
Horseman?
The Electric Horseman. You
Robert
got
Redford.
It.
Oh, my
is it Robert Redford and Jane Fonda?
Yes.
Wow. Ooh. What was that about?
She was a reporter. He was kind of a washed up star. His big thing was that his horse and he would be all covered in lights.
Yeah, and there was one scene where he ends up carrying her off on the front of the horse or something like that. That's about the only thing I remember.
The
I
only would... reason to watch it is doesn't do anything Robert Redford. For him,
right? Come on, he was in the last Avengers movie. So
that's right.
Was
and
he?
Reboot of yeah. Pete's Dragon.
Yeah, he was the head of Hydra.
Oh, have we seen Pete's Dragon? Is it good?
No, but a lot of people told me it was actually pretty nice.
Okay.
Considering it was a horrible movie from my youth.
I was thinking Puff the Magic Dragon. Lived by the sea.
That's true. Dear Ask the Professor, people. It's true. We're people. I've listened to enough of your amazingly funny and educational shows to realize you're all very well read and diverse with your knowledge base.
Wait, hold. They got the right show?
Yeah, I was just... Yes, that's what I was going to say.
So rather than pigeonhole myself with a narrow topic, I'm coming up with 20 questions on all sorts of stuff. It's akin to that Jeopardy strategy when a contestant jumps all over the board to prevent people from getting on a roll. It also helps getting the double Jeopardy faster, too. Exactly. Not that I think my questions are too taxing, and I hope the professors enjoy the variety. Best wishes, Amber Hubley, your loyal fan and avid listener from San Diego,
Thank
California.
Thank you, Amber. Gracias.
Send more.
Thank you very, very
always.
Much. What are the first names of the Brothers Grimm?
Ooh. Jonathan.
Nope, not Jonathan.
Horatio.
But one of them starts with a J.
Joshua.
Not
Joseph.
Joshua.
Jacob.
Okay.
Jakob. And with a W for the second one.
William.
Wilhelm. Oh, my God. How do you know this?
How did you know that?
I think it's German.
No Walter, no Wesley. You just go straight to Wilhelm.
Well, you said
Wesley.
Well, Wesley.
That's that would be an odd. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Wilhelm's more common W name than
well,
Wilhelm.
I'm thinking German.
I know, but I didn't get that far.
Oh, sorry.
I think that's a way of complimenting you, Dave.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You don't have to be so defensive.
I was just kind of like with Matt. You know, he's doing his accent, so I just that's followed. True.
He was.
Jakob
was a little.
It was a little.
It was a little bit grim.
Okay.
What is? I love the consonants of this sentence. What is Europe's largest landlocked country?
Alliteration.
No.
It is, but
that's not
no.
the answer. But it, what you're talking
Europe's
about?
Europe's largest
is...
landlocked.
Largest landlocked country.
Pole?
No, Poland's
no,
got.
Poland's got a
Austria?
Coast.
Austria.
Gdansk.
No.
Remember?
It's not Austria.
Oh.
It's not Austria. Even though Austria is landlocked, it's not
Switzerland?
The largest. Nope.
Oh, Austria's pretty
I can
big.
Help you narrow it down. It's a former Soviet Socialist Republic.
Latvia?
It's not Latvia.
Yugoslavia?
Nope.
Oh, Bulgaria?
Romania?
It Georgia. Starts...
Ukraine?
It starts
are we moving
with the
into
letter
Asia?
B.
We are moving into Asia.
Bolivia?
Belgrade?
Belarus?
Belarus.
Is oh, Belarus. My goodness. Oh, Belarus.
I never...
Thank God I watched the Olympics.
Ciao Bella. What is, oh my, this is going to be, this. We could just do this one question, Michael, and it may eat up the rest of the show.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
What's the average age in the United States of America when it is well known scientifically that your driving skills begin to decline? The average age.
73.
It is not. That's a little high.
58.
Really?
I would say.
58 is closer.
60.
It says here it's 65.
65?
When your driving skills
really?
Begin to decline. I'm assuming
not,
that's
not in my experiences,
time.
But on the road. My answer would have been like 20.
Think about that while we take a break. And we're back with some great questions from Amber Hubley, our loyal fan and avid listener in San Diego, California. Here's the rest of the story. What's the average age that people stop driving?
80.
It's higher.
Oh,
92.
No.
82. 83.
Is this not including death?
Or someone taking your keys
85.
Away.
85.
It says 85 is what it
like
says.
Like when those 65-year-old people hit the telephone pole.
That's pretty amazing.
I think that's high. I thought that 65 was really low, frankly.
Yeah, I thought that was...
For people... I mean, I have 70-plus-year-old in-laws, and they're driving...
Me too. You know, I mean, my mother and father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of cars, whose first car was a 1962 Austin Healey in pink?
Not James Bond.
Mm-mm.
Like Austin Powers?
Healey in pink.
Or somebody like that?
This person's first car, her... First car.
Pink
would that be wouldn't be Aretha Franklin, would it?
No, I think that this...
I'm thinking pink Cadillac.
A female
maybe she
has something
Austin.
In common with James Bond is that they're not real people. They are fictional characters.
Barbie.
Barbie is the answer.
Good work.
She's driving an Austin Healey. I can't get over it. Why wasn't she driving an Escort?
Yeah, really. Like a Ford
Why
Fiesta.
Wasn't it a Corvette? That's what she got
Seriously.
Later. I guess that
Seriously.
Was like her fourth car.
That was after the divorce.
That was after the Barbie camper.
Oh, my gosh.
And you get a camper?
Yeah, who gets a camper? Big Jim.
Barbie.
Good one.
I had the Barbie camper.
Did you have the camper?
I did.
Do you have it by any chance?
Still?
I'll pay you $70. Let that be out there for the listeners. I am, in fact, seeking a Barbie camper.
Send your inquiries to...
I don't know. My mother is kind of a pack rat, so it's possible that she does still have my Barbie
$70.
Stuff.
Dear Lord.
Well, you'll have to keep reminding me.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. On a typical taping near the end of the Oprah Winfrey Show... What was the female-to-male ratio in the audience?
Oh, it's got
to
be probably
80-20.
30-1.
81.
10-1.
80-1.
100-1?
110-1.
You guys
the
are
ratio,
shooting the moon.
The percentage.
You're shooting the moon.
2-1?
It was 20-1. 20 female to male. Mm-hmm.
One of my friends from high school was actually in the audience when she gave away the cars.
They did a story on that. To follow up with all the people who got those cars and to find out that really turned out to be kind of a disaster for a lot of people because they were stuck paying $6,000 and $12,000 tax bills.
Ouch!
Poor.
I don't know where I saw it.
At the moment, it sure sounded good though. I remember she was happy as all get out. So,
what state was given the first phone area code?
New York,
Delaware,
New York City.
It wasn't New York, but it was close.
New Hampshire,
New
Vermont.
Jersey.
Massachusetts.
It was Jersey. It was Jersey. Do you know what the New Jersey area code is or it started as?
No, I don't.
123.
21 something?
213.
Everybody is within partial credit. It was 201.
Oh,
201.
I had two of the digits.
What date is National Bad Hair Day?
Every day.
October 12th.
Dan, come on.
I'll tell you that it is recently passed by. Relatively
September
recently.
28th.
September 15th.
It's August 20th, but
ooh, that's close.
Why was August 20th chosen?
It's the
humid
day, most humid day. That's what I was going to say.
It's somebody's birthday.
Andy Warhol.
Donald Trump.
Keep thinking, you're really close.
Oh, is it Don King?
Don King's
there
birthday.
You go.
Good call.
Oh, great. Man. One out of 365 beautiful. Chance for the first part, but we narrowed it down.
I was going with the humidity.
Andy Warhol, Donald Trump, that's it. That covers it all.
Don King's
we can only go so far.
In humidity.
Yes, is craziness to start with, right? What's the first ocean liner that had its own swimming pool?
The Celebrity Cruise Line?
Queen Elizabeth?
The Love Boat?
Lusitania?
No, none of those. If only Jim were here.
USS.
He would
Blake.
Know.
Yeah, he's the
cruise
king.
No kidding.
No, actually, I believe he's a fan of this ship.
Queen Mary?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Did somebody already say QE2?
Yeah, I was good.
Yep.
Was that? That's not the same.
It was the Titanic.
The Titanic had its own swimming
its
pool?
Own pool. So those people did not notice a change when it sunk. Oh, the top half of their body. Oh. I forgot. On average, boy, oh boy, who calculates this? And wow, data collection. How many squares of toilet paper does the average American use in a 24-hour time period?
Who counts these things?
That's what I was saying.
32.
Yes.
It's higher.
Oh, that's not conservative.
24.
52.
That
well,
is
it
not
depends.
Conservative.
Is it one ply, two ply, three ply? Is it ultra?
Three ply?
Three ply?
How much money do you make?
Is this Connell or is this Angel Soft?
I think that's
52.
A big difference.
52 is a good guess because it's 57 individual squares per American per day.
What about us Canadians?
I think
you use
probably more conservative.
Yes, we use wool.
Well, the issue is that the measurement is done in hectares instead of sheep.
Yes, we use metric squares.
How many countries impinge upon the border of the Arctic Circle?
Canada.
Canada is one of them.
Russia.
Russia.
Does Greenland
have Alaska? Yes.
Greenland definitely does, which technically means
Sarah
Denmark.
Sarah Palin would
Denmark,
say Alaska. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, does the U.S.?
Nobody's laughing
Alaska
at my joke.
Okay, Canada, Russia, and Greenland.
Any more?
Oh, yeah, there are several more.
Well, U.S., Alaska.
United States, okay. Yep, Alaska.
How about
my joke was not exactly.
Norway.
Sweden. Finland.
And the last one, because it has an island that it owns above the Arctic Circle.
England?
Tiny little country.
Who else owns islands?
Tiny little country.
What if I said Bjork?
Oh, Iceland. Oh,
Iceland.
So they have a territory? They own another island?
It says it passes through the offshore island of Grimsey.
Grimsey.
It's like I made it up.
Ew.
Welcome to the island of Grimsey.
That's like a Terry Jones reference.
This is totally off topic. Directly and indirectly, but have you guys heard that this musical opened recently? And the whole basis for the musical is all the flights to and from Europe on 9/11 were diverted to this tiny little town in Newfoundland that had the runway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this musical is about cook a feast. Thousands of people are about to show up, and we have to welcome them because the world's in a terror alert and whatever. And
the musical is about what happened on that day.
Isn't that fascinating?
That is. It's so
weird.
What is this musical? Do you know the name?
I wish I could remember the name, but I heard it on the radio. I'm like, that is the most clever thing.
Is it on Broadway?
No, it is off Broadway.
Not yet.
Off Broadway.
Give it time.
I don't see it coming to Broadway, but
you never know.
You never know.
You don't know. Yeah.
Go Mormon.
There is a state quarter. And we'll go to the original state quarters, not the spinoffs that have been happening more recently, so from the 90s, that actually has Braille on the coin. Which state and why?
Probably.
You've seen it a million times, but you probably did not notice it.
It's got Braille.
Braille.
What state would want to print Braille? Did somebody have a blind?
Nebraska.
Wasn't Nebraska. Good guess.
Was it New York?
Wasn't New York. Because this is a southern U.S. state.
Southern U.S.
Mississippi?
State. Virginia?
Wasn't Mississippi.
Missouri.
Alabama.
Louisiana.
Georgia.
Mississippi.
Louisiana.
Alabama.
It was
Florida.
Alabama. Why?
Why?
I was going to say. Helen Keller.
Yeah, because of Helen Keller. That's right.
Because
yes.
They can't count. Oh, oops.
Well, they need little pips. What do they call them? Pips?
Yes.
To be able to read. We had this conversation the other day because I believe it's been lost to time a little bit. But in his quest to fill the chair's office in chemistry with interesting things, Professor Mark Benvenuto, who joined us once last season, has several different book one of Harry Potter written in different languages. And he has book five, the longest, in Braille. It takes up an entire gigantic box because it's already the longest story. And the Braille comes in essentially 17 volumes. So
you'd be callous by the time you got done reading
Holy smokes. Holy smokes. Although I learned something very interesting by reading that book, looking at it. They do write on both sides of the page. I figured that because of the pips, you could only do it on one side, but you can do it
question.
On the other.
Are the pages paper or are they plastic?
They're paper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a deboss. Okay, that's interesting.
Well, if they left enough space in between lines
that
was equal to the height of the line, then they could on the other side just
go in between.
Coordinate.
But the amount of work it takes to deboss that paper would be a pain.
Cannot even imagine. What company patented the first pistol grip portable drill?
Black & Decker.
That is correct. Absolutely correct.
I'd say Porter Cable.
About time for the Black & Decker commercials to roll out because that's all that males want for Christmas.
That's all they get. Males are hard to shop for.
I'm not saying nothing. When Marcy and I, when we're dating, I used to get her DeWalt power tools.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, she was envy of her friends. I was doing pretty good.
Coming very handy.
She married me for it, so...
On what TV show would you find the character David Bosley?
Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
I thought that was too obvious.
Known as Bosley, right?
David Doyle.
Doyle.
And then Bill Murray in the movie. Hmm.
What famous food was invented by American Mikado Hagiwara in San Francisco?
Not going to say sushi.
Yeah, no, it's too obvious.
I know.
What famous
famous food was invented by Mikado Hagiwara in San Francisco?
Hot dogs.
It was not Rice-A-Roni.
I know. I was just going to go there. I was ramen. Like, it can't be Rice-A-Roni.
Ramen.
No, not ramen. I believe that it's safe to say everybody, including our student producer and technical director, have had at least one of these.
One of these.
Shake and bake.
Corn dog.
Nope.
Is it something synonymous with San Francisco?
One of these.
With a part of San Francisco, absolutely.
Something
chocolate. Fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie.
Oh. Okay. All right, gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Yes. Well, how do they bake the paper all the on the inside? Write them all by hand.
Handwritten, yep.
Exactly. What controversial figure sung the national anthem at Super Bowl III? I don't remember this being
Roseanne?
Controversial.
Yeah,
no, Super Bowl III.
That would have been years ago.
That was in the 60s, 50s?
Nancy,
right?
Sinatra.
Yeah.
Super Bowl III was in the 60s, right?
Jose Feliciano or somebody like that, a little bit more.
I you're thinking about Tiger Stadium. Why was no, it was not Jose.
Controversial.
Because it's just a different, non-traditional take on the anthem,
yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, exactly. It says here...
Is it because the way they sang it, or because of some political belief or something
doesn't
like that?
Doesn't say Anita Bryant?
I don't know.
Why was it controversial?
She was the
orange juice.
Anti-gay.
Gay.
Yes.
She was the orange juice person, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And they had to ditch her because...
Who was she railing against?
when she was...
Renee Richards. Oh. The tennis player.
Oh, right.
I think there was her. And
did she use the opportunity for...
Did an orange fight on TV.
Political statement?
Maybe. I don't know.
I just saw the other day that there's a soft announcement, and I forget who it is already, who's going to be the Super Bowl halftime show for this season. Lady Gaga. And they challenge people on the radio. Do you know who has performed the Super Bowl halftime show the most, just by count, since we're going into the second half century?
Michael Jackson.
And no, it was Up With People.
Oh.
Has actually done the Super Bowl 7 times. Like, they were really straining for some halftime shows back in the day.
Do they still exist? Does that still exist?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that group.
Yeah.
Lucky.
It's basically squeaky clean white kids like America's Mickey Mouse Club. Awesome. You know, Mickey Mouse Club. There we go.
Wow.
It wasn't what it is now.
That's not what I thought it was. They were
interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
That's what I thought
they were a rap group.
No. In what year was Playboy magazine's best-selling edition? Let's see if you guys can figure this out. I need a year. That's all I need.
They started in, what, the 50s?
82.
No, what edition would have had
somebody
in
there?
Well, like
it was 1972. So 73 is pretty close. November. It sold an astounding 7,161,561 copies.
Yeah, what was so special about it?
It does not say. Just the peak of the... Of the popularity.
I was just trying to think, like, what celebrity? Oops.
Oh, my.
What celebrity?
My. We're going to think about all sorts of things after that question, but we have to say goodbye, Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
Have a lovely rest of your day.
And now, these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.